his prayer was, you know, Satan is, he's busy.
All the time.
All the time, you know. He ain't giving us a break. He ain't not letting up, you know. Even for that season that he may not be around, and still, he left enough to take care of us until he get back, you know. He's just busy, you know. Things, I mean, some strange things happening now, you know. I mean, and the Bible is right. The Bible is right. It says in the last days, in these last days, you know, if we don't believe that, when he said it, the evidence is here. We ought to believe the evidence. You know, because there's some strange things happening. Really strange. But anyway, we're still talking about sin today. That word, that's sin. Sin is something that the devil used. That's the devil's tool. That's the devil's tool that he used to, he want us to use it to fix things. You know, he's telling us to use sin and fix it. It's going to be all right. Where God is telling us not sin. He's telling us his way. Jesus said, use my way and fix things, not sin. If you will, turn with me to Proverbs, the 26th chapter. Talk a little bit more about sin and what it does to us. What could happen to us. Proverbs, the 26th chapter, verses 11 and 12. Anybody get it? Would you please read?
Like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him.
As a dog returns to his vomit. That's nasty, you know. A lot of people have gotten mad at me, you know. I mean, seriously upset because I'm one, right? I have a phobia. I have this weakness, right? Dogs in the house, and a lot of people I know got dogs in the house. And you invite me over to your house, I'm for dinner. I might not be the. I might not. You know, I'm sorry, but I many people, and this ain't got nothing to do with sin. Just mention the dog, okay? Many people have dogs, and especially you want to have five dogs if you want in your house, whatever. Right? With me, I have a phobia. If you got a dog, it's just anything gonna look like a hair. Are you listening? Anything gonna look like a dog hair. If I see it, ball game. You know. So I would tell people, don't invite me. Just go out. And then if you go out, you don't know what's going on. I went to Burger King once, right? And I ordered I wanted a Burger King Whopper so bad, and I went in and ordered something, and a lady came in with a dog. And the lady from behind the counter, she knew the lady, and she came all the way around and got down on her knees, and the dog was licking all in the face, right? And she went back there. I said, you know what? I said, I don't want it again. I'm sorry. You know, you say what you want to say about Kenneth Patterson, but I got that phobia. You know, I really do, you know, because I know about dogs. I had a dog before, and I saw what my dog used to do. The things that my dog used to eat. If my dog threw up, he would go right back and lap it all up, right? And go ahead.
It's some kind of gusto.
Some, right? But, you know, I'm sorry. You know, to you who have, if you have many dogs as you want, that's, you know, I'm not going to have no dog in my house. If you come to my house, don't bring your dog and say, oh, look at, you know, no, please don't. Right? You come, you're welcome. But the dogs, you know, but anyway, a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people are really upset with me about that. I mean, they are mad at me. You know, really mad. Who in the world do I think I am that I, I just got that. If I see a hair, it's the dog hair, right? And I may not be comfortable. Please.
Could be a people hair.
It could be a people hair, but it's still going to look like a dog hair because the dog is in the house. And it's a phobia. And I understand. You know, you could, you know, it could be this, it could be that. But if you got a dog, right, and you really want to do something, take me out to dinner. You know, I'm good with that. But if you got dogs, no, I got a problem with that. You know, and I understand. You know, and I understand why those folks is mad at me. I got it. But anyway, verses 11. It says, "As a dog returns to his vomit, so the fool turneth to his folly. A fool turneth to sin." And you know, it's like we were speaking of the last couple of weeks when I was here. You know, sin is something that we use, and it's like it works. You know, we come up with a situation, and the situation we do the right thing, and it don't seem to be working. And as soon as we use sin, what happens? It works. You see, that's what the devil wants us to think, that sin works. And what we do, when I say we, remember now, when I say we, what we do is we go over and over again, just like a dog to his vomit. You know, we go over and over again using follies of sin, you know, using the way of sin. And we use it because it seemed to work. You know, a couple, they get mad at one another, right? One of the first things they do, I'm going to do something to what? Make you jealous, right? You do something to make me jealous, I'm going to get you back. I'm going to do something to make you jealous. And then we all got ourselves all tangled up in this web. Are you with me? You know, you hurt. You know, your hurt. You hurt me more than I hurt you. I didn't. All I did was hold her hand, and you went a little further. You know, it's always something with sin. Sin causes us to go too far. To do too much, and it causes us to get comfortable in our doings. We could truly get comfortable because it's like God ain't even paid attention to this particular thing, you know. But we gotta remember the scripture. We gotta always remember the scripture when the scripture teaches us, right, that sin separates us from God. The wages of sin is death. That death we do not want. You see, that because when you start believing in sin and what sin could do, you're gonna keep on doing it. We're at Proverbs, the 26th chapter, verses 11 and 12 now. Now. It's something about sin, right? It seemed to be fun. It seemed to be, you know, it seemed to just work for us. You know, it's, the Bible teaches about pleasure in sin. It says about, I think it was, oh boy. pleasure, you know, what's his name? Moses didn't think of using the pleasure of sin, so forth and so on, you know. But sin is could be a happy day, happy hour, you know. Sin could really, you know, be there if we trust it. But the wages of it afterward, you know, just like the song that we sing, after death, what then? You see, we've done all of this, right? We have good fun. And then we get to God, and he said, I never know you. You see, because we trusted sin. Heresy, who knows what heresy is? Anybody?
You think.
Say that.
Heresy.
Okay. Heresy. It's like go ahead.
Falsehood.
Yeah. It's like an option. It's like you got an opinion. You got an opinion over God's opinion. Opinion against God's opinion. So forth and so on. Anybody else? Am I wrong?
Upheaval.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's falsehood against any power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. It's like what we think over God. You know, it's like God has said something in heresy. You know, it's like an opinion. And truthfully, we have no opinion. And when we have opinions, we could teach a lie. You know, and if we teach a lie and somebody believed that lie, it says something in the Bible about that Old Testament. It says, Son of Man, I made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, when I tell you to go warn my brother, and you do so, right? He's not, you know, you've done right. But if you see him in his faults and you didn't, you know, you didn't warn him or whatever, then, you know, it's the blood is on you. And sometimes we are at the point of opinions in our lives, you know, what we think is right and what we think is wrong. But it's just best to go ahead and do what God has said, you see, because we can teach it. We can teach a lie. We can live a lie. We can teach a lie. And that's not good. That's not good for us, because sin is the devil's tool. And sin is what the devil used to fix things. And if we use sin to fix things, we're going to end up just like the devil. The Bible says God made hell for the devil. He didn't create hell for us. It was for the devil and his angels. But we have followed him so much till we're going to end up in that same place. With the devil, you know, and sometimes, you know, we like I said, we talk a lot, because sometimes, you know, we can make things seem right, which is wrong.
Proverbs 16:25.
Okay, Proverbs 16:25. Let's go there and see what it says. It says,
"Yeah, the way that seems right to a man,
mm-hmm.
but its end is the way of death."
That's right. Thank you. You know, it seems right, because it's a lot of sin that seems right, and we want to make it right, and then what we do is give it a nice, pretty name. Mm-hmm. You know, we give sin a a nice, pretty name, and because we give it that name, it don't sound that bad. Mm-hmm. You know? It's just like a simple thing like stealing. He stole a bubble gum. You know, that ain't stealing, right? We can tell a lie. That is stealing. It don't matter which, you know, if it's not yours and you took it, it's stealing. You see, it's stealing, but we would put something, a name, we would put a name to that and make it sound like, hey, it's okay.
Yeah, like the word abortion.
Okay.
That's the name for murder.
That's right. But they would look at that and say, you know, what would they say?
It's health care.
Mm-hmm.
Woman's choice. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not health care. Anybody knew what went on with an abortion.
Exactly. Exactly. And then they would give some other, you know, excuses and whatnot, saying that, you know, and really, now, I understand, but we can't use sin to fix it. I understand these things. If a brother get a sister pregnant, incest, right? You don't want that. I understand that. But we can't use sin to what? Fix it. Right? Incest. You know, incest, right? Right? And it happens. It happens today. Not just yesterday, but it happens today. Wherein a brother, he just get too fond of his sister and something happens, she gets pregnant. And the parents know about it. It's an embarrassment, right? And just don't want that to happen. And then the baby may come out the wrong way or whatever, you know. So, you know, that's an excuse. That's an excuse. And we make it look like it's all right to have that. Another is rape. I got it. I'm not a woman. And I could imagine the feelings behind that, how you would feel, how, you know, the days that you have to, you know, you wake up in the morning with that, you go to sleep at night with that, you know, and I got it, and you're carrying that baby, I got it, but we can't use sin to fix it.
You know, Ken, that's another falsehood, too, because if you look at statistics, women that get pregnant from rapes, it's like 0.01% of the population. Mm-hmm. So that's also a falsehood that mm-hmm. spreads around quite easily. Not that it can't happen, but people think that's something that happens frequently.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
But they would put a good name beside it, you know, that would make it look like, sound like it's okay. You know, it's all right. Another is shacking. They gave shacking so many names, I don't even remember them. You know, what's the name for that? You call it what? They even said it's marriage. They call it what? Marriage or?
Common law.
Marriage, right? Make it sound what? You know, you come, this is my husband. When did that happen? When did y'all get married, right? Well, we're not really married. We're just living together, you know. How do you be your husband? You know? But we use some good words, right, to cover it up, to make it look like, you know, to make it look like, you know, it's okay. You know, look like it's all right. But the wages of sin is still death. And if we use sin to answer these things or fix these things, we're in trouble. It's just point blank. It's just like that. But it's hard for the world to see, because the scripture says, for the God of this world has blinded the eyes of those who don't believe, and they're blinded. They just can't get it, you know, understand it. They can understand the bad of it, but how they try to fix it, that's the problem. When you try to fix things with sin, you cannot use sin to fix things. It's just simple as that. Another lion, you know. And a lot of people, they go to the scriptures where what's the name of who lied for the Hebrews? She lied and hid them. Who?
Rahab.
A lot of people would use, excuse me for not remembering that. Sometimes this old head just don't work right sometimes. I'm thinking of age. That's what it is. Okay? But Rahab, she lied. She lied. And we have to understand that. Now, if she was a Jew and she lied, what would have happened to her? She would be stoned, right? But she was not a Jew then when she lied. She just helped the Jews. Now, later on, she got married into, right? But before, because, you know, there was a law. You know, the law. A woman, y'all was, y'all had it rough back then. Y'all couldn't hardly do nothing. And we could do it all, you know, if we didn't see you, you know, if you couldn't cook or whatever, we could divorce you. You know, you'd be stoned for fornicating, for adultery. I mean, it was rough for women back then, right? The law. And like I said, the law, even if a woman had lied, if a woman told on somebody, she could be stoned. It was a lot of that a woman couldn't do, right? But Rahab, right? She lied. That was a lie that she told, and she hid them. She hid those on top of the roof. She hid them, right? And she lied. But she got it corrected because she got married into Judaism or whatever, the Hebrew. She got married. Okay? But a lot of people go to that and say, well, you know, Rahab lied, you know, and they want to use that, you know. Saying that, you know, if you're in trouble, lie. If something come up, right? You know, lie for somebody. You know, and we use sin to try to fix things, to try to get out of certain things, but it's still the wages of sin is death. Still, sin separates us from God. That's what sin does, and that's what sin gonna do tomorrow too. Today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. All right?
We were talking earlier about how the world will sugarcoat their sin, give them a fancy name, for example. But Isaiah 5 and verse 20, I'm reading the New International Version, again where it states, woe to those who call evil good and good evil.
Ooh. Whoa.
Who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
Whoa. What does that word whoa mean?
Stop.
Huh?
Stop.
Stop. Whoa. Yeah, whoa. Stop.
Beware.
You know, stop, beware. You know, whoa, now, hold it, now, don't. Now, you know. You know, it means whoa. Whoa means whoa. Slow down, stop. You know, beware. And it says, woe to those who try to make things that's wrong look right. You know, it says, woe, be careful. Be careful about that, because what you're doing is you're teaching. And when you start teaching wrong, and the people follow you for teaching wrong, then the Bible shows us, teach us this, though hand joined in hand, the unrighteous will not, what, go unpunished. Sometimes we think because it's a, you know, it's a crowd. Sometimes we think because it's more than me who think this way. You know. Some people say, at least I'm not going down by myself, you know. And they stick with stuff like that, you know. But even though we join along with those who are wrong, it's still wrong. It's still wrong. You know, a woman, a young lady who said that she was pregnant, right? And she said she gave it up to scientists for them to study the embryo, right? And she's saying that she's doing it for scientific reasons. She's doing it to help scientists. So that shouldn't be a sin, right? And especially if the embryo is not to the point of life, but we know differently, right? When it first begin, it's life. When it first begin, it's life. It's not after it begins. It's, you know. It's, in other words, you shouldn't take birth control pills, because that's a killer. If somebody gonna say it's right, but I don't think it's right. Excuse me, I don't think it's wrong. You know, I can take it. You know, because that's no. I, if you got a different opinion about it, I understand, right? But I believe it's wrong. God says, be fruitful and multiply. But be fruitful and multiply when you get married.
People want to change God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You'll hear that phrase, my God's a loving God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not your God. You don't own God. God owns you.
Amen.
So you don't dictate. And there's only one way. And mm-hmm. John 14:6 tells us that Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but through me.
That's right.
And the world wants to change mm-hmm. the whole mm-hmm. perspective of God.
Mm-hmm.
That my God would never
mm-hmm.
fault me for that. Because
mm-hmm.
he's a merciful, loving
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And as if we own God.
Like God is divided. He let these people do what they want to do, and then these do what they want to, and then these do what they want to. That's a lie. And we got to be careful about spreading lies. Okay, another one is I saw on the yesterday, Griner. What's her name? Brittany Griner? Griner, the basketball player? The NBA, the WNBA player who was in Russia? Brittany Griner, right? Okay. Anyway. But she's on TV with her so-called wife. Her wife's stomach way out there. Are you with me? How did that happen? Right? How in the world did that happen? Artificial what? Insemination. This woman got it from somebody else. Right? And now it makes it look like it's all right. Like I told you last week, another thing I saw on the TV, the drag queen, right? They got a drag queen up in the elementary school, and little kids, they was just interested because they were looking at this person, right? This person had a red wig on, lipstick, and, you know, makeup and a dress, you know. Everything looked like, you know, and these kids, they was interested. They were sitting down looking at it. She was teaching stuff like this, that this is all right. This is the way God made us. So this is, you know, this is okay. This is okay. You know, don't think that this is wrong. This is okay. And you teach it to little ones, all right, the little children. And then what you got to look at is the teacher who allowed that in her class. And then you got to look at the principal who allowed that in his school. Then you got to look at the superintendent who allowed that. Then you got to look at the mayor. And then you got to look at the governor. Then you got to look at the senator. I'm going right? Then you got to look at Congress and the Senate, and you got to look at the president. You know, why is he signing bills like that in the first place? Right? All right. They have left God and they want to do it on their own. Because God's way, it just seems so boring. It just seems like, you know, it takes forever to work. So what we got to do, we got to speed this thing up so I can get my votes in, right? I can be president again, right? So things could, you know, work. Go ahead.
They do those things to be popular, like you said, yeah. To get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And on the same trend, my daughter, Makenda, when she left school that she was teaching at, mm-hmm. all the substitute teachers, they didn't sign contracts for them to come back, so they gave all of them the children's book. So she didn't really look at the children's book. She said, oh, I'll give this to my nephews. I give it to my niece so she can read to her nephew. So she came to me and said, Mom, you won't believe this book that everybody signed for us. She said, I was going to give it to Jasmine. It's a book telling kids to be whatever they want to be, gay or whatever. It's okay for them to be gay. So I'm looking through the book. I'm like, trash that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why would you think that I would like something like that? And if number one, you should have asked me, well, is it okay if I give you this book? You know, will you accept this book? Just don't give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
How you know I'm all about that?
Mm-hmm.
Number one. That's why I said trash that. I said, we don't want that in the house.
Exactly.
But what I'm going to do, I'm going to get it out the trash and I'm going to rip up the pages because I don't want nobody else to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people do go through the trash, right? You know, when they see something, I'm going to get it and I'm going to rip up all those pages because I don't want anybody else. I don't want to be paying for
that.
I just thought it was disgusting. I'm like, how do you know I'm into this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong when schools are promoting sexual perversion.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's
young children.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call it that.
They call it
love.
Mm-hmm.
They call it inclusion.
Acceptance.
And love and inclusion.
Fancy
name. Yeah, fancy. Put a pretty name beside it.
Pretty
because
name.
They got a pretty... They got a
DEI going for you.
Mm-hmm. Because they got a pretty name beside it, that means it's okay. That name is... That's pretty.
And it's bad enough when you have this going on in your family. And it's bad enough for you to try to get them on the right track. But you got the whole world out there telling me I'm wrong for telling them.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, it seems like they got more because they're not listening to me. They're not, especially if you raise them in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you already know, so don't even come with that you don't know. But you got so much against you trying to help your family. Should be on that right track. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. We got a lot of work in it. And it can be stressful sometimes.
And
sometimes I don't even want to be bothered with it. But you can't give up. I can take a rest every now and again because then I'm going to be crazy too. You know, I'm going to get to the point that I don't want to get angry and say something wrong. So sometimes you got to take a break from it. Sometimes you have to take that break and really go to God and ask God, now you got to lead me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it seems like I'm losing. And it's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It really is trying to keep your family, your immediate family, and even your Christian family. When you see them falling, when you see them doing wrong, you try to be there for them. Mm-hmm. Should be there, you know, for them, whether they get mad or not, because mm-hmm. they're gonna get mad.
A lot of times we say that's all right. A lot of times we say that's all right. If you don't feel like coming to church, you know God understands. Go ahead.
That's why when we read the scriptures and it tells us to be vigilant,
mm-hmm.
which we have to be steadfast mm-hmm. and continue to do it. And like you said, we need a break, but we can't break that. Like not say anything.
Right.
You still have to say something because mm-hmm. the scriptures also tells us that man wants to do what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And men want to, they'll put somebody up to say what their engineers want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So we see in the day and time which we hear that if we know from times past how things used to be, what the truth is, they have flip-flopped and turned it around, and in order to make it right, is what you're saying, they'll make a law
mm-hmm.
to say that it's right mm-hmm. to do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So someone that comes along, just we know from times past, this is not the way it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But someone that's being born in this day and time, because the law says you can do this, then mm-hmm. think it's right.
Because the big man.
Mm-hmm. And let it spread the word. This is our job.
Mm-hmm.
To spread the word, to spread the truth.
Mm-hmm.
To know that it says right here in scripture, not what we said. This is what God said.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the choice
mm-hmm.
to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, you will be held accountable for it.
Right.
Now, we don't, because it's not going to happen tomorrow, next week, or in a time frame that we picture it, we still think it's, well, I got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that.
Don't know.
You don't know when the Lord's going to call. What you need to know is you will have to give an account when that time comes. And it don't make no difference whether it be tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. You still got to give an account.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're supposed to do. Put the truth out there to let you know, oh, you can go ahead and do this, but you're going to have to give an account for it. And if you think you're bad enough to stop the consequences, then you go right ahead.
Mm-hmm.
God will, it will be a day of reckoning, and you will have to stand for it.
But that's another problem, Wesley, because people today, kids today, aren't held accountable for a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They don't know what punishment is.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
well, a lot of them enjoy their punishments.
It went over my head, but I got it now. I got it.
Punishing them and they still can look at YouTube or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're
going
to enjoy.
No, you send them to their room. They've got everything in there.
Exactly.
They've got their electronics. They've got their toys. They've got their...
Well, you got to take everything. If you're punishing them, then nothing that they enjoy should be where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
I understand. I got you, bro. It's just like when I was a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I done something wrong and my mom said, go to your room, thank you. Right? Thank you very much. Because I'm sleeping anyhow, right? You want to lay down and cool out, right? And I got exactly what you're saying. Sometimes they enjoy, you know, because they know their parents ain't going to do nothing. Right, they already know that. You know, they already got it down. What my parents are gonna do. Back in the day, I knew what they were gonna do too. That's why before I did it, I thought, you know, am I in the clear? You know, can I do this without him finding out? Right, right. Not just going and do it. Right, And I don't care, you know, because if they hit me, I'm going to tell the police. Right? Mm-hmm. This is where we are now. Scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not leave it. Train him up. Remember? Train him up. Right? But what's happening now, I got you there. And what's happening, we're sending them to school, right? And hoping that they learn something, and we're not following it up. Many of us, we're not. Say, what did you learn today? Oh, we learned, you know, that they don't want us to pray in school, right? And what, right? We learned today that a person came there who was a man who looked like a woman, dressed up like a woman, said that was okay. This is what we learned today. Thank you for telling me what you learned, right? So I can teach you better. But what's happening today, a lot of people is just letting their children learn and don't follow it up.
Don't follow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So you're talking about punishment when parents may decide to punish their kids. Mm-hmm. Look at our federal systems, unfortunately. Our prisons are geared to pamper the perpetrator. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'd like to share with you what the Word says.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 37, and I'll be picking up Psalm 37, picking up on 35. Again, reading from the New International Version, where it states, "I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a green tree in his native soil, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. But all sinners will be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him."
Amen.
And that's the problem today. No one take refuge in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever seems right, whatever feels good, mm-hmm. it's okay.
Amen.
And I'm giving an example. Kids today don't pray in school because they don't have to. Kids today are not being punished because the law said you can't. So it's not about what happened. It's what's being taught and pushed.
Amen.
Satan appealed to one's desire.
Mm-hmm.
When Adam and Eve was in the garden and was told by God,
mm-hmm.
they still looked at that apple and it was desirable. And the temptation of the desirement caused them to disobey God,
mm-hmm.
and do what they wanted to do. And the world is like that now.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to. The whole world is gone astray. Mm-hmm. Nobody want to listen to righteousness. And here's a major clue on how they got so far. I have had people tell me, "Bible wrote by man."
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, tell me a book that won't wrote by man.
Mm-hmm.
you believe in the Quran, you believe in this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Them words can fall out the air and land on that page. Some man wrote every book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you better choose the right book.
That's right.
Right. The book that was inspired by God.
Yes, right.
That's the only.
Yes, right.
And when we like that book that Lakinda found, if she wanted to stand up to the school or whoever it was that gave that book out and do something about it, say this is not acceptable, we as Christians should stand behind her
right.
and hold her up
right.
and let her know. know, she's not alone in fighting this battle. That's
what she will be.
Passage.
And she didn't even know what the book was, so she just took the book.
But if she wanted to know something about it,
brought it home, and I believe she just looked at the book because she just told me about it last night when I was going to bed.
And there may be other parents.
Because it was shocking to her. It was shocking to her.
Well, yeah, but this has been going on for a long time. You can't go to the public library. It is full of that kind of thing. My daughter won't even go to the public library.
Well, you just don't. Well,
there's so many books now. And they put them in there with the good ones.
And you
can't let that. But even if we as Christians here in this right now find something that you know is not right, and we don't do anything about it, we're just going to let Satan have it, but it affects us, we got to stand up for it. What is that passage in Galatians saying about wearing our gospel armor? Right. We got to put it on and do something about it. Can't sit. It's going to get worse. And we are going to be the only ones. We'll be the remnant of what Christians should be. Remember how the Jews were hoping there would be a remnant that would come through and pass on so that Christ could be born in the New Testament. There were a few, and God blessed them. We don't hear much about it in the Old Testament, but it's in there. And those few made it through, and only a few will make it into heaven. That's why he says the road is thin, it's narrow, it's not the wide road where everybody's going. Don't get on that road. We've got to stand up. We've got to be strong. We've got to use the sword of the Spirit and give them the scripture. This is what it said. This word is inspired by God. And like he said, every book is written by man. Mm-hmm. But this one is alive and breathing. This one is going to help you. And as a parent trying to raise your children to do what's right, and when you have to punish them, make it hurt enough where they won't do it again. If there's something in there, they're like, put them in a corner where there's nothing. Put them somewhere where you have to do what's right and make it pitiful, where they I'm not going to do that again. Take something away that will hurt.
A lot of parents get in. You know,
because they just don't want to listen to it. I know I'm the same way, and I'm so guilty of all those things. I did the wrong thing too. But at least with grandkids, I can do better. And thank you, Lord, for another chance.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It is time to go. This has been another good class, you know, but let me leave you on this, right? If you don't believe in the Bible, if you don't believe in Christ, it's hard for you to believe what's true. It's just you can't get it. If God ain't in it, you can't get it.
All right. If you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for everything.
For everything. Jerry, please.
God, again, we praise you and thank you so much for this opportunity to come and hear your word and discuss, Father, those things that we can put into our lives and show others that we belong to you and your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for this teacher this morning. We're looking forward, Father, to the worship service. Thank you,
Son
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good lesson, man.